Finally today, something very unusual happened in Britain this week. Music lovers made a 92-year-old woman the top seller on the UK album charts. Dame Vera Lynn beat out the competition with a newly released collection of songs that were hits 70 years ago during World War II. Back then, she was known as the Forces' Sweetheart. The World's Laura Lynch has more from London.
Vera Lynn created the soundtrack of wartime Britain way back in the 1940s. As the country's young men marched off to do battle.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover.
Her lilting ballads tapped into the longing of families left behind, waiting for the soldiers to come home again.
There'll be
Lynn was a hugely popular young artist. In her 20s then, she was a symbol of hope for the troops, entertaining them with her sunny smile and warm voice. But that was then. Today, at 92, she's a chart topper again, the oldest artist to reach number one in the UK.
Well, it's wonderful, but it is rather strange. Never did I think when I was recording those songs that 70 years on, they would even still be known, let alone being brought out into the public again. So it's very wonderful, really.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Lynn's new album was released in August to coincide with the 70th anniversary of the start of World War II. But Lynn believes her songs are resonating with a new generation that finds itself at war once again.
Because the boys are away again, and all the songs are appropriate.
Lynn cares deeply about the songs she recorded so many years ago, and she still cares about the troops. She supports them, even if she doesn't agree with the mission in Afghanistan. World War II, Lynn says, made much more sense.
Well, yes, because, that involved us personally, here in this country. And it's very difficult to reason out why our boys are fighting over there now.
Lynn's storming of the charts surprised a lot of people. She beat out the Arctic Monkeys, even the Beatles, to take the top spot. But it's not the first time Vera Lynn has found a place in the more modern-day pop music scene.
Does anybody here remember Vera Lynn? Remember how she said that we would meet again some sunny day?
In 1979, Pink Floyd invoked her iconic name on its concept album, The Wall. These days, though, there's no need to remember Vera Lynn. She's right here, right now, selling music, sharing memories, along with some of the optimism that made her such a beloved figure decades ago. And you know what? She can still carry a tune.
We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
For the world, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.